on the line from New England, Comcast Sports, that the great Gary Tanguay. Hi, Gary.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, how's number one town?
Gary, we want to engineer a trade today, and I think if we talk about it, the teams might end up doing it. First of all, I'll start with this. If the Celtics had won the lottery, Gary, who would they be taking number one?
Oh, Simmons.
No question.
They would deal it. First of all, they would try to deal it. They made it very clear they would try to make a deal for a veteran, whether it be DeMarcus Cousins or Butler, or they would have tried to move that. And if that didn't happen, they would have gone with Simmons.
All right, why were they determined to make a trade?
Well, the owner really wants to win now. They don't want to go the route of Philly, which it seems like it finally could pay off for the Sixers. They want to win now. They don't want to tank. The coach doesn't want to tank. They want to get an established veteran. They're not patient.
All right. So they will not wait all that time for that. The Celtics like Russell, then they don't love him. Right, Gary? That's what you're telling us?
Yeah. I mean, I would say so. I mean, I don't think anybody loves 19-year-olds. You know, it's the hand we're all dealt.
Well, maybe other 19-year-olds.
Well, I kind of opened that. That was like, I screwed that.
Let's roll that one back
right,
in, Gary.
Now, give us, I know, Gary, you've been on top of this story of the Celtics' affection for Jahlil Okafor. Is that still there? Kind of give us a sense for where they are with that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, as soon as the lottery, came down, there was buzz immediately that Philadelphia wanted to move him, and they wanted that number three pick because they're interested in Chris Dunn out of Providence. And then you would have Dunn, and I don't know what the Sixers are thinking. They go with Simmons, so you have a guard in Dunn, Bird Simmons, and then you get your big guy in Noel, and you ship Okafor up here. The Celtics, they would do that deal in a minute.
Whoa, stop! You're telling me that right now, if the Sixers offered Okafor for number three, the Celtics would say yes.
Absolutely.
Rhea, make some calls.
And Gary thinks it would be dumb of the Sixers, don't you, Gar?
You do.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, I love Okafor. I think he's your best player. I like him better than Noel.
No, so do I.
Clearly, you are no fan of defense, correct, Gary?
Well, yeah, I know, but I still think you're right. I mean, obviously, that's the difference. But, I mean, here you guys have a rookie. And again, you know, you talk about 19-year-olds, but you talk about Okafor. I mean, he's one of these guys that came in, had an immediate impact. He averaged 17 a game. When they played him, 7 rebounds a game. When they played in Boston, I love the guy. So he's got a lead foot. He drives a little fast, you know?
I love him.
All
right, first of all, Gary, it would be kind of ironic if he ended up in Boston where he got in that fight. Right? That would be a weird twist. Secondly...
The other guy kind of started it.
All right, the other guy started. You guys in Boston, you'll spin that fine. That won't be a problem. But Gary, the other part of it is even more fascinating to me because that guy, Okafor, in games the Sixers didn't even care about, toward the end of the year, Brett Brown was not putting him in the game in the fourth quarter because of his defense. And you're telling me the Celtics, who won all those championships with Bill Russell and defense, they're ready to look the other way and then take him. I want to do this deal right now because I love Dunn. I love Dunn.
Well, I mean, there are some people that wonder about his Dunn peak. Yeah. He peaked. Will he get better? Is this the best he's going to get? And is that good enough for the NBA?
All right, he is up there. You guys see a lot more of him than we do.
You know, maybe for the Sixers, he's the guy they want because he fits in that spot. But I mean, to me, what you're telling me is that Dunn's a number three player, the third overall pick, and I don't think he is.
But you do think, see, this is the prime guy. And we're already complaining in Philadelphia. The one year the Sixers get the number one pick, there's not a really great choice there, right? Is there a great choice?
NBA, look, I mean, come on. I mean, the NBA line, the draft. I mean, like I said, they're kids. I mean, you don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they're kids. The fact that Simmons has been traveling around with the LeBron James carnival, he's already in his posse. You know, I mean, you don't know what they're going to do. They're 19. They're idiots. I mean, at 19, we're all morons. I mean, we do stupid things. And so you don't know. That's why, like, Okafor is like, this guy's young. So his defense has to get better. You know, if that's the only thing I got to worry about. It's even like we were talking about here, even if the Celtics get the number one and number two pick, You know, Danny wanted to trade it without question. He wanted to get a veteran guy. Who knows if anybody wanted it?
Yeah, that's valid too.
Problem.
Here it is. We finally win, and apparently no one even wants the damn thing. All right, Gary, I got two other quickies for you. I want to get an update on what's going on with Tom Brady right now, because I know that he's still fighting the four-game suspension, although he lost. Is Roger Goodell persona non grata up there, the commissioner of the NFL? How much do the New England fans hate the commissioner?
Oh, when he goes to his house in Maine, I mean, he has to, go through Canada to come south. I mean, he hasn't been in Foxborough since. He hasn't been at a game.
He won't even drive through Massachusetts.
He used to stay at Robert's house all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, they used to, they were Thunder buddies, I mean, they did everything together. I mean, he goes everywhere else but here.
Wow.
He's hated. He is hated.
All right, is Brady what's going to happen? Is he going to find a way to delay it another year?
This is how dumb this is.
Yeah.
It's like, the apocalypse is upon us when, Trump could be president, and Brady is going to go in front of Justice Ginsburg. I mean, think about it.
Deflated balls.
About deflated footballs. The highest point in the land.
All right. Yeah, I got one more for you, Gary. And this one's puzzling us because we're watching an aging first baseman named Brian Howard, about 168. He's 36, and he looks pretty cooked. However, then we turn it over to watch Big Poppy on the Red Sox. He's 40, and he's crushing the ball. Tell us his secret. We don't understand it.
He goes to the Dominican in the off season. I mean, he has a better prescription. doesn't that come to mind? I mean, is Ryan
it has to.
Poppy isn't?
It has to, but he's clear. They've tested him. He doesn't test for anything.
Well, I mean, nobody tests for anything. I don't know. The only thing I can tell you about Poppy in defense of him, Poppy was on the list way back when, and hasn't tested since. David Ortiz, and I don't know about Howard, but David Ortiz, who is certainly not an Adonis, he's in very good shape. Mm. He really is. I mean, when he was with Minnesota, he was just a fat, doughy guy. You know, compared to that guy, he lifts, he works out. He's not ripped, but he's in decent shape. But everybody thinks he's on the juice. I mean, nobody here believes
they
that,
do.
That
wow.
backspeed is natural at 40. Oh, yeah, everybody thinks that he's doing something. Plus, he's worked out with Angel Presnell, who was banned by Major League Baseball. But,
All right, Gary? Could you get us that guy's number so we could get Howard hooked up with him? Because he's hitting 168. Your guy's hitting double that. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'll text Ortiz. I'll have him send it over to you.
Gary, you're the best in the business, my friend. Always an honor to talk to you, Gary Tangray.